Hello, I'm Rick.
Hello, I'm Zoe. This isn't just any show.
This is a show with decadently extravagant games, intellectually stimulating quizzes, and toilet humor.
This is the Rick and Zoe Show.
Ooh.
Ah.
Oh, sorry.
Rick.
Welcome to the Rick and Zoe Show. First, the news.
Dead man found in graveyard.
State population to double by 2040. Babies to blame.
Man arrested after cop spots suspiciously small package in his undies.
Marijuana issue sent to a joint committee.
Fire crews called after smoke seen in the sky. Turned out to be a cloud.
China may be using sea to hide its submarines.
Tiger Woods plays with his own balls, says Nike.
Woman missing since she got lost.
Most earthquake damage is caused by shaking.
Miracle cure kills fifth patient.
And that is the news.
So next up on the episode, we do have the talent show.
Now, here with Rick and Zoe, we have decided that we want to encourage local talent. So we want you to send in your musical numbers. If you play the violin, if you have some wonderful poetry, then send it in to the Rick and Zoe Show at outlook.com. Now, obviously, this is our first show, so we didn't have anything to use for this program. So we decided that we would encourage some young talent that just happened to be walking past the door just before we started the program. So let me introduce you to Zach Pilgrim. Woo. Welcome, Zach.
Here he is. Welcome to the show, yeah. Zach Pilgrim. So can I just confirm before we start that you are straight off the street? We have never met you before in our lives, have we, Zach?
You're my cuz.
No, the name's Rick.
No, you're my cuz, actually.
Oh, okay.
And you're my mummy.
Oh.
I've never met you before, Jack. How
I'm
lovely.
Not Jack, you know my name, it's Zach.
Oh, sorry, right.
Mac. So,
I'm Zach.
What are you going to be singing for us today, Mac?
Oh, I'm not Mac. I mean, Mac. It's Zach, though. And it's Mr. Cellophane I'm going to be singing.
Oh, sorry. I thought your name was Zach. So, Mr. Cellophane, what are you going to be singing for us today?
The song's called Mr. Cellophane.
Oh.
I'm Zach.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, and is that your favourite song?
Actually, all the songs I've sung is actually my favourite.
Oh, marvellous. Wow. Well, we can't wait for this. And like we said, if you want to join us on the Rick and Zoe Show, send in your talent. But right now, here he is, Zach Pilgrim with Mr. Cellophane.
When someone's up in a crowd and raised his voice with a plout, he waved his arm and shook his leg. You know it's him. There's someone in a movie show shining fire in the second row. This whole place is a powder keg. You'd know it's him. Even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. First person calls the person it could be. I'm distinguished. Unimpressive. Me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been could look right through me, walk right by me. And if not, I tell ya, Sarah, pay, Mr. Sarah, pay, should have been my name, Mr. Sarah, pay, 'cause you could look right through me, walk right by me. Sorry if I took up too much of your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Zach Pilgrim, who we've never met before in our lives. So, next up we do have the quiz show. Now what we're going to do is every episode we're going to have a different quiz that you need to write down or type out or put into your phone, send in to the Rick and Zoe Show at outlook.com. That is once again the Rick and Zoe Show at outlook.com. And then I'm told that the first person to send in all 10 questions correctly will win themselves, and I just need to find the sheet here, they'll win themselves absolutely nothing. It says here, but pride. So you all get pride of knowing that you got in there first. So, 10 questions, and I have decided the theme this week, and it is going to be general knowledge of the serious variety. I've gone for quite a serious quiz today, just to change the tone up a little bit. So question one, pens at the ready, is this. According to the Guinness Book of Records, how long was the world's longest fart? Was it 42 seconds, 1 minute 42 seconds, or 2 minutes and 42 seconds? So that's question one. According to the Guinness Book of Records, how long was the world's longest fart? 42 seconds, 1 minute 42 seconds, or 2 minutes and 42 seconds? Question number two. What does a cow have four of that women only have two of? So question number two. What does a cow have four of that women only have two of? Question number three. What is a four-letter word ending in K that means intercourse? So question number three. What is a four-letter word ending in K that means intercourse? Question number four. The giant cock that was placed on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square in 2013 was what colour? So that is your question four. The giant cock that was placed on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square in 2013 was what colour? Now question number five, you'll be glad to know, is a multiple choice question again. What name is given to the sound hole of a violin? Is it a Z hole, a V hole, or an A hole? So question number five, what name is given to the sound hole of a violin? A Z hole, a V hole, or an A hole? Question number six. Dump, floater and wipe are terms used in which sport? So number six was dump, floater and wipe. That's wipe, spelt W-I-P-E, are terms used in which sport? Question number seven. What sort of animal is a booby? So question number seven. What sort of animal is a booby? And question number eight, which of these is a real tit? Is it Adriatic, Baltic, or Caspian? So which of these is a real tit? Adriatic, Baltic, or Caspian? Question number nine, coprostastophobia is the fear of what? So coprostastophobia is the fear of what? And last question, I'm sure you've got all nine so far, is in what country are there six villages called Silly, 12 called Billy, and 2 called Pratt? So question number 10, in what country are there six villages called Silly, 12 called Billy, and 2 called Pratt? And that is the end of this episode's quiz. So do send in all of your answers to the Rick and Zoe Show at outlook.com, and we will reveal those answers in next episode's show.
welcome to the next section of the Rick and Zoe Show. Now, we know that, well, times are quite hard at the moment and there's a few people that might be struggling with things. So we have decided to put in the show problem. And Rick and I actually had an email from a lovely guy called Frank who's, well, he's having a bit of women trouble, really, if I'm honest with you. So we said to him, look, come on the show because, you know, there might be a listener out there, a lovely woman that he can go on a date with and, you know, it'd be fun. But look, let me see if Frank's there. Hello, Frank, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Hopefully I'll feel better after speaking to you guys.
Oh, I hope so. Well, Rick's in the toilet, but I'm here and listening and I care. Now, obviously it's about you and relationships. So, how long have you been single?
Well, quite a while now. Because back before lockdown, I often went on dates with women and then I'd never hear from them again. And I've got no real idea why they would not want to see me again.
Oh, so no second dates, like no number twos?
No number twos. No number twos.
Oh, so, all right, well, look, if any listeners are out there, what do you prefer? Like blonde or brunette? I mean, what's your type?
Well, I don't really have a type, really, as long as they share my love of wind instruments.
Wind instruments. Mm. Oh, nice, something different. So, all right, we're talking about the partners. What are you looking for?
Well, someone who could come with me on some of my wind surfing holidays.
Oh, lovely. Where do you go?
Well, anywhere really. There's got a lot of wind surfing places.
Oh, nice. So, well, you know, saying about all of that and your likes, what are your dislikes? I mean, what offends you the most? Because obviously if there is a lady out there that has this, then maybe it wouldn't be a good idea for her to send in an email. What offends you?
Well, I did get quite offended the other day.
Oh, right.
I went into a lift and I was having quite a good day, actually. And all of a sudden, the bloke next to me, he passed wind. And I was disgusted.
Oh, that's vile.
Absolutely vile.
Wow. Right, so that is Frank. If you fancy a date with Frank, email into us and maybe we can set you up. I mean, the pubs are now open. Sorry, Frank, just one question before you go. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I am a window cleaner.
Marvellous. Oh, what a great job. So you don't mind the heights?
No.
Tall ladies, send us in an email. Well, Frank, thank you so, so much for coming in and sharing that with us. I really hope that we can find a woman for you to love and adore. Mm. Thank you for your time, Frank.
No worries at all. Goodbye.
Bye, Frank. And that was the show problem.
So, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the Rick and Zoe show.
Thank you so much for listening, and please look out for our next episode.
And if you would like to email in for the show problem, for the quiz, or for the talent show, do please email us at therickandzoeshow@outlook.com with Rick spelled R-I-K
and Zoe, Z-O.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.